we haven't heard from Eric, which is a good sign, and it's an expected sign.
我没有还没有听见 Eric 弟兄的消息，这应该是个本身是个好消息，因为他在那说明一切就都顺利了。
When he is away, he very rarely contacts me or us, and we very rarely contact him. So we'll only contact if there's a big problem or an emergency.
所以我们一般都是当他去非洲的时候，我们就很少联系。没有联系，可能就有比较大的麻烦和问题了。所以现在还没有联系，应该是好消息。
I understand that you've been going through the Book of John. And last week, I think Eric had you in John chapter 8. Is that correct?
上一周是停在
chapter 9. All right. How far did you get in chapter 9? Oh, how do you like that? Okay, that's news to me. I didn't realize that. All right. I was doing some studying in chapter 9, so I think we're going to go back, and maybe I'll tell you some things that you didn't cover, and if I tell you some things that you did cover, you're going to say we already heard that.
对，那我们今天因为是Harold 长老带我们上的这个课哈，所以他还是从九章一开始讲啊。就如果我们有的点已经覆盖过的呢，那我们就不要太诧异。
All right, so let's have a word of prayer, and you pray especially that the Lord will give me wisdom as to what to say and what not to say this morning. Maybe Long, would you just pray for us?
Okay.
Thank you.
我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这样。的时间来翻开这圣经，是吧？就因为这经历有生命，求您的灵今天带领我们，也祝福我们，开我们每个人的心，让我们不但听见这真理，也愿意接受，让我们能够明白，您的话语的真实，让我们知道，您圣灵的宝贵，知道您的爱，知道您的圣洁，是吧？谢谢您，也求您赐给长老，以教导的智慧，也赐给我们谦卑受教的心。这样的祷告和感恩，奉主耶稣基督的圣名， Amen.
All right. Well, we'll start out in the earlier verses just to see. I want to talk a little bit about the pool of Siloam.
那第一呢，我先讲一下这个希罗亚的池子。
And did Eric tell you where the pool of Siloam comes from?
Eric 弟兄有没有告诉你们希罗亚的池子是从哪里来的？
Did he talk about Hezekiah's tunnel?
他有没有讲到西西家的那个 tunnel， 就是那个水沟？没有哈。
All right. So that's what we'll start on. We'll start on the pool of Siloam.
希罗亚池子，我们今天先看一下，就九章，它是圣赖瞎眼的瞎子是在希罗亚池子里洗的。
All right, so then someone will read verses 6 and 7.
谁帮我们用中文读一下六节和七节？
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫泥抹在，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说：“你往希罗亚池子里去洗。”希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。
All right, and we'll read it together then in English. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent.So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Okay, so you've been over this, and that was an amazing and a wonderful miracle.
所以我们都知道这是一个非常奇妙的神迹。
And so I keep saying as I go through the stories of the miracles of the Lord Jesus, if in fact... You were what's the word I want now? If you were in the audience and you saw a miracle like that, what would your response be?
所以假设呢，你是在听众当时的这个人群中，你看见这样的神迹，你的反应会是什么呢？
哎。I think your response would be, me too.
你的反应会说，哎，我也要。
Okay, if Jesus can do that for him, then I want him to do a miracle for me.
如果耶稣能够行这样的神迹在他身上呢，你说，哎，我也想要神迹在我身上。
It seems to me so strange that when Jesus does his great miracles,Everybody doesn't jump on board and say, me too, me too, me too, me too.
所以这个很奇怪呢，我就是耶稣行了这些神迹的时候，没，并不是所有人都跳出来说，我要，我要，我要。
So, the Lord Jesus, sends this man, he sends him down to the pool of Siloam.
所以这个人呢，耶稣差他去了希罗亚的池子。
The word Siloam means sent.
希罗亚翻译出来的就是差遣啊，奉差遣。
And he sent him to this particular pool.
然后呢，耶稣差遣他去这个特别的池子。
And I don't know if Eric told you where the pool of Siloam is, but it's down the hill, a long way down the hill from the temple in Jerusalem.
所以这个池子的位置在哪呢？它是在山脚下，因为我们知道耶路撒冷在山上啊，所以圣殿也就在山上了。所以那它在山脚下是一个很远的路了，要下山了。
So there were other pools around the city that they could have gone to. He could have gone to.
所以在就在耶路撒冷城外围呢，是有很多的池子，本来他是可以去的。
They would have been closer.
而且要近一些。
They would have been far easier for a blind man to get to.
而且也对于一个瞎子来说呢，更容易去嘛。
This blind man had to go down the steps and around the corner and down and down, and it wasn't easy to get there.
那对于一个瞎子来说呢，要走那么长的一段路，而且是要有梯啊，有楼梯，他要一级级下来，走到山脚下去希罗亚的池子，不容易的。
And the Lord sent him then.To this special pool, the pool of Siloam, and that is where he had to go.
所以耶稣呢，差他去这个特别的池子啊，希罗亚的池子，这就是他这个瞎子要去的，只能去这个池子。
The story is similar to the man in the Old Testament whose name was Naaman.And he had the problem of leprosy. You remember that story?
那这个故事呢，跟旧约有一个故事很像。有个人呢，他的名字叫乃曼哈，那他得了大麻风。
And the Lord said to him, "All right, you go, you wash in the river Jordan, and you will be clean."
所以呢，以利沙好先知就跟他说呢。你去那个约旦河洗七次啊，你就得洁净了。
All right, so Roy has been to the River Jordan. Ling has been to the River Jordan. Who else has been to the River Jordan?
这里除了 Roy Ling 啊，有谁还去过约旦河呢
？Okay, Roy, you've been to the River Jordan, yeah. Very good. Is the River Jordan a place you would like to go for a swim?
约旦河是不是一个地方你愿意去洗洗洗一洗的？
对。你问，你问。What do you think, Roy?
I recommend not go there for swimming.
Why not?
It's a very long river, and I think the water is pretty dirty.
I think the water is pretty dirty. That's right.
就是呢，去游个泳啊，洗一洗啊，这个。这个水呢，其实约旦河的水真的不是太干净。
And when I saw it, and I think it's much dirtier now than it used to be, but when I saw it, I said, I'm thankful that I don't have to go for a swim here.
如果当时我去的时候呢，我说，哎呀，我很感恩啊，我不用在里面洗澡。
So Naaman said, it would be easier and faster and more pleasant to go to my other rivers than to go to that river.
所以乃曼的反应也是一样，他说呢，那对于我来说呢，也更干净哈，更舒服，去其他我觉得合适的这个河里，那好过去这个约旦河里。
But the prophet said, "You go to that river," and he did. He went to that river, and he washed 7 times, and he was healed of his leprosy.
然后先知跟他说呢，你就是要去约旦河洗，那他也听了，他就去约旦河里洗了7次。出来的时候就解禁。
So this blind man was sent to Siloam. It was a hard place to get to. He probably even needed some help to get there. Because if you're pretty blind, he's been blind all his life, he probably knew how to get around. But still, when I went there, it was hard to get to.
所以虽然这个瞎子他是一生就瞎的，他可能也能这个有一些这个瞎子走路的技巧，但是因为这个路呢比较远，然后又是从山顶到山下，就他说就是他当时去的时候，他也知道那个池子不是太好去的，所以应该也许会有人帮助他。
But the story of the Pool of Siloam is very interesting, and it goes way back to the days in the Bible of King Hezekiah and the fact that the enemy was the people of Assyria, and they were going to conquer the city.
所以最早的这个希罗亚的狮子从哪来呢？得要回到以色列的列王的时代，一个王叫西西家。那西西家王当时所面对的敌人是谁呢？就是亚述国哈。那是掳走北国、掳走以色列国的那个国家。那他们当时很激烈的是来攻打这个犹大国。
Okay, so Hezekiah said, "The Assyrians are coming, and when they come, we're not going to be able to defend ourselves." And in particular, the problem of the city of Jerusalem is that they don't have a good water supply.
那当敌人来攻打的时候呢，西西家知道他们的防御比较弱哈，尤其呢对于耶路撒冷的人来说呢，水的供应啊是一个特别大的麻烦。
There actually was a good water supply outside the city wall.
但是呢，他们特别最好的一个水源供应地呢，却是在城墙之外。
But if the city is going to be attacked, a water supply outside the city wall isn't going to do you any good because the defenses are all inside the wall.
所以，一个在城墙外的水源地呢，在城被围的时候，就完全没有办法帮助他们了，他们就会断水。
And so Isaiah said, "Let's see if we can't bring this water from the outside of the city into the inside of the city."
所以西西家就在想呢，他能不能把这个水源啊从外引到城里来。
They didn't have any pumps, so they couldn't pump the water up the hill, over the hill, and down again.
所以他们没有，当时没有抽水机哈，没有水泵，所以他们不能把水呢从外面抽到城里来。
So Isaiah said, "All right, if we can't do that, we will build a tunnel."
所以西西家说的好，那如果我们做不了呢，我们就挖一个沟哈，就挖一个这个水渠。
Okay, so he got his engineers together.And they decided that they would build a tunnel from the Gihon Springs outside the city to the inside of the city. And he said, "We will make a reservoir on the inside of the city at the Pool of Siloam. We'll make it there. We'll bring the water from outside the city through a tunnel into the inside of the city at the Pool of Siloam."
所以这就是希罗亚池子的来历啊，就是当西西家决定把外面的水源引进来的时候呢，他就挖了一条水渠，然后这个水渠进到城里呢，来在城里的这个希罗亚的这个地方呢，就做了一个水蓄水的池子啊，让这个水呢能够蓄起来。
All right, now the problem was that it wasn't easy to get from the outside to the inside. They actually built an S-shaped tunnel. Okay? So if you were going to be an engineer and you wanted to engineer a tunnel, you'd want it to be straight, wouldn't you? That's pretty easy.
当他们造这个水渠的时候呢，他们用了一个很奇怪的这个方式，他们用了一个 S 型的水渠啊。但如果你是个工程师，这个比较不太正常，因为你正常应该是走直线是最省力的。
And Hezekiah said, "We've got to do it fast."
西西家说呢，我们要做得快一点。
So we're going to start tunneling at both ends.
然后呢，他说呢，这样的话就我因为水渠是就是个隧道一样哈，它是在底下挖的。所以他说呢，我们要加快速度，所以两头开始同时开工。
Okay, so you got a tunnel in an S-shaped fashion at both ends. Would that be easy engineering?
所以两头呢都变成了一个 S 型的，这个是不是容易管理呢？就是这个设计很难。
They didn't have modern surveying instruments.
就是他们当时的这个。能力有限啊，就没有像今天的这个
they didn't have GPS,
这个测绘的，也没有 GPS.
But they started tunneling in both directions, and they tunneled like this, and they came together.
所以他们一起往里挖的时候呢，最后挖了也挖通了，两头开始。
When they came together, they were only 1 foot off perfect target.
然后当快挖通的时候呢，他们彼此之间还距离它差不多只有1英尺的。
Okay, that's a pretty amazing feat. Okay, so what they did then, or what they did, they built this big tunnel. The tunnel is so big that people can actually walk through it.
那最后它是完全造好了，就是它的这个水渠非常的大，然后人都能在里面走。
If you walk through it today, there's still water in it, and you get very wet, but you can walk through it.
今天还是可以走，这个水渠还在，然后只是里面还是有点水哈，比较湿。
So Roy, Ying, Ling, did you walk through Hezekiah's tunnel?
No.
No, either did I.I didn't think it was, I didn't really want to get wet. So that's why I didn't go.
今天呢还是在，就是你如果想去走呢还是可以的。
All right. So turn in your Bible then to Isaiah chapter 51.
我们看一下以赛亚书的51章啊。旧约的以赛亚书
I'm not sure that that's really here we are sorry Isaiah 22
Isaiah 22
Isaiah 22To read together in Isaiah 22, just verse 11.
我们只读第十一节哈。
And you may read that while I look it up in the right translation. Isaiah 22:11.
以赛亚书22章11节， 又在两道城墙中间挖了一个聚水池，可盛旧池的水，却不仰望做这事的主，也不顾念从古定这事的。
It reads together, you built a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you did not look to the one who made it or have regard for the one who planned it long ago. That word reservoir in the King James Version is translated ditch, and it really means a tunnel.
所以这个聚水池哈，在这里用的 reservoir， reservoir 是个是个池子的概念，但是在 King James 的版本里，它是用的 ditch， ditch 是一个沟的意思，它其实是一个沟了，是一个隧道来着。
Isaiah was a contemporary of Hezekiah. He was there when they built the tunnel.
以赛亚和西西家呢是同时代的人，所以他就是西西家的先知，所以他知道这件事。
So the Lord is saying here, you built this tunnel between the two walls for the water of the old pool, which was the pool of Siloam. But you did not look to the one, the Lord, who made that water and the pool.
所以他这里讲到呢，就是在两个城墙中间呢有一个池子，然后呢我们却不仰望做这事的主啊，就是神。
And you didn't look to the one who planned it all long ago.
然后也不仰望呢，就把这一切呢都很早以前计划好。
So the problem with these people was they said,Hezekiah built this tunnel and the engineers did a marvelous job and they were proud of their engineering skills.
所以这些人其实是以西西家和他的工程师们为荣的，他们说哎呀这个做得太好。
But they forgot the God who brought the water to the springs in the first place.
他们忘了那个把水引进来的这个神。
How did the water get to the Gihon Springs?
就是基利西哈，就是他最初的在城外的那个水源其实是从神来的嘛。
To get the water from the spring to the pool on the inside of the wall required a tunnel.
所以呢，只是把城里的池子和城外的水源连起来需要一个水渠。
And so Hezekiah's engineers built the tunnel.
那西西家和他的工程师呢做了这个水渠。
How did the water get to the Gihon Springs?
那基列西呢这个水呢就城外的水源是哪里来的？
It actually came from Mount Hermon, 50-70 miles to the north.
它其实是从那个黑门山哈，就是大概。比较远的就是在北面那个山啊，从山上的雪水下来的。
How did the water get from Mount Hermon to the Gihon Springs? God built a tunnel.
那从黑门山到基列西这么长的距离是谁把水带下来，是神做的那个水渠嘛，是吧？
Which was the bigger miracle, bringing it from Mount Hermon to Gihon or from Gihon to Siloam?
那同样的两个啊，因为这不是一条河，它就是地下水从那边出来一直到这边，那这个从黑门山到这里这个这么长的水渠和从基列西到那个希罗亚池子这么短的水渠，哪一个是更大的神迹？
God made it. His work was far greater than Hezekiah's.
所以神造的哈，神的神迹是远大过西西家和他工程师做的事。
And the problem of the children of Israel was that they thought engineers were great, but they forgot about God.
那以色列人的问题就是他们认为，哎，这个工程师很厉害，但他们忘记了神。
All right, let me give you another illustration.
我们再另外的这个角度。
If you wanted to build a summer cabin on Keats Island.You could do it, but you'd have to get water.
如果你想要造一个夏令营的营地在 Keats 岛上呢，那你可以做，但是你得解决水源问题。
Do you know where Keats Island is?
你知道 Keats 岛在哪吗？
Keats Island is just beside Bowen Island.
就是宝云岛边上，就是 Bowen 是。
Bowen Island is just outside of Horseshoe Bay。
就宝云岛在哪呢？就是在马蹄湾外面一点点就是。
So the only way you can get water there, it's a small island. The only way you can get water there is to dig a deep well.
那你在那个岛上能得到水源，唯一的办法就是使劲往里往下挖。
And there may even be a spring there. I'm not sure.
也许挖着呢，里面会挖出水源来哈。
But they wanted to find out where the water came from.
然后挖的人呢，当他们挖出水来的时候，他们就想找这个水到底从哪来，因为边上都是海水嘛。
So they did a test and they found out that the water on Keats Island comes from Mount Baker.
所以他们做了一个测试哈，就发现呢，在这个岛上挖出来的水呢，是从贝克山呢，就是一个雪山上下来的。
Where's Mount Baker?Well, it's way down in the United States.
在美国哈，这个贝克是个雪山，是。
How far is it from Mount Baker to Keats Island?
那从 Mount Baker 就是那个贝克雪山到这个 Keats Island 就温华外岛的一个外海的一个小岛，到有多远呢
？100 miles.
有100英里。
Okay. How do you get water from Mount Baker to Keats Island if you've got to go past the Fraser River?And you've got to go past Howe Sound. You've got to go past the water. How do you do it?
你知道他这个一路过来呢，你必须要从水这个底下走，你要过那个飞沙河，然后还要过这个海啊，因为有海水嘛。
Okay, so the water's got to go from Mount Baker all the way down into a hole in the earth, and then all the way up the other side at Keats Island, so that the salt water.Doesn't get into the fresh water that goes from Mount Baker to Keats Island.
所以这个水必须先往下走，要穿过海底，然后再在这个岛这个里面呢再出来，否则的话呢，它的咸水就跟它混在一起了。
So did God do a good job when He designed British Columbia?
所以神是不是做了一个特别好的这个工作，当他设计这个 BC 省的时候
？He got it all figured out.
他完全都明白，他做的比人做的要好多。
So Jesus says to the blind man, "I want you to go to the pool of Siloam."
所以耶稣对那个瞎子说呢，你要去希罗亚池子。
And when you get to the pool of Siloam, you will realize that this water comes all the way from God on Mount Hermon down to the pool of Siloam. It's God's tunnel.Hooked up to Hezekiah's tunnel, and you get the water there.
所以一到希罗亚的池子，人们就会想起啊，这个水是从黑门雪山上下来的，然后呢，走那么远啊，到城外的水源地，再从水源地借着西西家的水渠呢，进到城里来，就能想起这些恩典。
All right. So the question is, when God sends you.In order for you to get eyesight that is miraculous, just like this man got, where do you go?
所以如果神差你，让你像这个瞎子一样得着这视力哈，你要会去哪里呢？
And you go to water that comes from God.
你会去到神所就是那个水源呢，神所带来的。
Where are you going to find the water that comes from God?
你能从哪里找到神带来的水源呢？
You're going to find it here.
就是
That's why you're here this morning.
这就是你们今天来的原因了。
We've all come, we've said, Lord, we want the water that comes from you.
所以我们都说呢，主啊，我要从你那里来的活水的源头啊，就是圣灵。
We've been sent to your special water. It comes to us miraculously.
我们要去到你的活水的源头。用神迹的方式赐给我们的就是圣经。
But it also came from Hezekiah's engineers.
他当然了，他也借着西西家的工程师们，不是吗
？And God, in His mercy, has sent to us prophets and Bible teachers so that we can get the water from them as they give us the water of God.
那他们的这些工程师就像神差了这么多年的这些先知们啊。那我们也可以借着这些先知来更好的了解和学习。
And so my job this morning is to make sure that you get the water from God, and my job is to pass it on to you to help you get it. That's what I've got to do. I've got to be like Hezekiah's engineer to make sure that you get the right water.
就像我今天的工作就像西西家的那个这个水渠一样，我得确保你们喝着这城外活水的源泉呢。
Now you might say other water is easier to get to.
那你也会说呢，其他的水源可能更容易得。
But Jesus sent him directly to the pool of Siloam.
但是耶稣特别的就把这个瞎子拆到希罗亚的池子去。
Now the other thing about this blind man was that God made some mud and put it on his eyes.
那另外一件事呢，就是神不但给了他水源哈，还让他另外一个指令，就是和了一些泥。
So I'm not sure. Did Eric tell you much about that mud?
No.
All right, I'll tell you a little bit about the mud.
然后我就跟大家讲一点泥啊，泥的事情。
If you were blind,
如果你是瞎子，假设
，and you went to the doctor,
你去看医生
，and the doctor said, "Come on outside. I think I can help you."
然后医生说，来，出来，出来，我看我能怎么帮助你啊
？And he spits on the ground.And make some mud. Okay? And then he says to you, now stand still, I'm going to put this on your eyes.
然后他那就吐了口唾沫在地上啊，在地上和了一点泥，然后他说你站好啊，我要把这个泥涂到你脸上，涂到你眼睛上。
What would you say?
你会说什么？
You'd probably say, what are you doing?
你说你在干啥呢？
I don't want that.
我不想要这东西。
Okay?Why did he do that?
为什么这么做?
Did he ever do something like that before?
耶稣有没有曾经这么做过呢?
And the closest thing that I can think of is that one day he, I don't know how he did it, he got some dust, we're told. And he put it together.And he probably put some water with it, and he put the dust together, and he made a man. And he breathed into that man the breath of life.
我知道呢，有最接近的一次呢，就是神有一次呢，他把地上的尘土放在一起啊，然后做了一个人，这个人叫亚当。然后他把生气吹在亚当的口鼻中，他就成了有灵的活人。
And Adam became a man.
亚当就成了一个人了。
In a miraculous way, when this particular man, this blind man, was born, he was born with everything other than properly functioning eyes.
那我们知道这个瞎子哈，他是生来瞎眼的，这就意味着呢，当他生出来的时候呢，其他器官都是正常的，唯独眼睛是没有的。
Who was Jesus?
谁是耶稣啊？
Chapter 1 says that without Jesus, nothing was made that ever was made. Come on in.
耶稣
He said God said nothing was ever made that was made that Jesus didn't make
那约翰福音的一章啊，就说呢，万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，所以这就讲得很清楚，耶稣就是那个造物主。
And I think on this particular dayJesus said, "I'm going to finish the job."
在那一天呢，耶稣说呢，好，我要完成这工作了。就是这是一个被造的时候，眼睛没有造完的。
That normally would have been made during conception and during the gestation of the little baby.
正常呢，我们是在怀孕生产之前呢，这个小孩子就完成了。
Jesus said, I'm the creator. And I'm going to correct what was wrong when the baby was born.
所以耶稣说呢，好，我生的造物主啊，我要纠正这个孩子在出生的时候那一个没有对的地方。
Somehow, he needed to be able to see clearly. I wonder whether the man even had eyes.
所以我甚至怀疑呢，这个人是不是有眼睛啊？因为他生来瞎眼，所以可能就是眼睛就没有。
Whatever Jesus did, he either gave him eyes or he corrected the eyes. He did whatever he did with the clay that he made, and the man was healed because the Creator finished the job.
所以这个造物主啊，他完成了这工作，或者是因为他没有眼睛，或者因为这出生的时候呢有些什么问题啊？那总之呢，耶稣用和了泥。就像造亚当那样替这个生来瞎眼的瞎子完成了的眼睛的创造。
God made us all to see, didn't he?
所以神给我们每一个人都能看见，不是吗？
He wants us all to see.
他也希望我们都能看见。
But some of us are blind.
但是我们有的人呢是瞎的。
As a matter of fact, we're all born blind as far as the truth of God is concerned.
或者换句话说呢，我们都是生来瞎眼的。当我们讲到神的真理的时候，我们就是生来是瞎的。
And God took special water for this man. The spittle of the Lord Jesus Christ is his special creatorial water.
所以他用了一个特别神奇的水，其实就是他的唾液啊。就是神创造的这么样的一个方式，他来医治或者说创造这个瞎子的眼睛。
All right, so this particular man had a lot of faith.
这个特别的瞎子啊，他是有很大的信心的。
And he allowed the Lord Jesus to put the clay on his eyes.
他也许可耶稣呢把这个。和的泥呢涂到他眼睛上。
And then he went all the way down to the pool of Siloam and washed.
然后呢涂完以后呢他就一路走到希罗亚的池子去洗。
So back now to John chapter 9.
我们回到约翰福音九章。
And the delightful part of the story as far as this man is concerned is the simplicity of what he did.
所以这个故事很奇妙的地方就是他做的事情啊其实很简单。
Verse 11,
十一节。
He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed. And then I could see.
你看这个人的表述啊，他说的非常，十一节他说的非常简单。他说呢，有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的眼睛，对我说：“你往希罗亚池子去洗。”我一去洗就看见了。
Okay. So my question to you is, are you as simple as that?
我想问你呢，你是不是也跟这个命令一样简单呢
？Jesus said, "Do it." So I said, "Okay, I'll do it."
耶稣说呢，你去做。我说好的，我就做。
Is that hard?
这个难吗
？No.You just do what you're told to do.
你就是做你当去做的就好了。
So, years ago, I was in the city of Nanaimo.
很多年前呢，我在Nanaimo城呢。
And I met a man. He was recently retired. I've actually met him in a couple of places. But he was recently retired.
我碰到一个人呢，他刚退休不久。
I said, what did you do for a job?
我就问他呢，你是做什么谋生的呢
？He said, "Well, I worked for the Ford Motor Company."
他说我是为那个福特汽车公司工作的。
And he told me that he had a very senior job.
他就告诉我呢，他其实还是
with the Ford Motor Company.
他是福特公司里蛮高阶的一个员工啊。
I thought, "Well, this man, he's a big businessman."
我说哦，这是个挺大的商人的。
So I said, how did you get to be a big businessman like that?
我就问他，你怎么样能够做到这么好的商业职位呢？
He said, well, when I was a young man, I decided to go to work for Ford Motor Company. And he said, I had a toolkit, and I just went in and helped them make cars. A toolkit. He had a wrench and some pliers and so on. And he just went in just to do the ordinary work that a man would do on the very front line.
Okay. 所以他在他年轻的时候呢，他就是去福特公司，他就有一套这个设备哈，就是这个像扳手啊之类的这个工具哈，然后他就觉得那我就带这套工具，我就去做个一线的这个工人就好了。
One day his boss came to him.
那有一天呢，他的
老板来。And said to him, "We would like you to become a foreman."
那老板跟他说呢，他想让他成为 foreman. It's a new.
A foreman is the man who's responsible for a half a dozen other people.
Okay.
Right at the very bottom of the organization structure,
okay.
There's the people who do the work.
Supervision.
So,
那就是他想让他做个小班长，大概管个六个人。
So the foreman is the first level of boss.
那是第一级的官员了。
So instead, maybe his job was to tighten the bolts.On the wheel so that it didn't fall off. That's maybe what he was doing originally. And all day he was tightening these bolts all day.
所以他呢，也许最初的时候，因为他有一套小工具嘛，所以他可能也就是去紧紧这个车轮，每天他就在做紧车轮的事。
So his boss said to him, "I want you to be a foreman so that it isn't just you tightening bolts, but I want you to supervise four or five other men." Who are also tightening bolts.
所以老板就跟他说呢，那我要提升你做个小班长，你不但自己要去紧车轮呢，你可能也去监管这个其他四五个跟你一样工种的人。
He said, I don't know how to boss people. He said, all I know is tightening bolts. You better get somebody else. I don't know how to be a boss.
他就说呢，哎呀，我知道的就是我怎么知道去拧螺丝啊什么的。你别让我做别的，我不懂，你换别人。
And the man said to him, "Yes, we need you to be the boss of those men."
他老板说不行的，我们要让你成为这四五个人的头。
He said, "Well, I've never studied. I never went to university. I don't know anything about that."
他说呢，我也没学习过，我也没上过大学，我完全不懂怎么管理。
They said to him, "You must be boss."
他们说，老板就说你必须要去做这个职位。
And he said, "All right, but this is the only way I'm going to be boss."
然后他说好的，这是我就是唯一的方法，我就这么做了。
He said, "I will do." What my boss tells me to do.
他说我就这么做，就是我的老板告诉我做啥呢，我就去做啥。
He didn't know how.
他也不知道该怎么做。
But if his boss said, "You restructure that group, you move some people around," he said, "Whatever my boss tells me to do, I will do it."
所以他说呢，那我什么时候我的老板叫我做什么呢，我就去做，因为我也不懂该怎么做。
Wasn't long after that that his new boss said, "We want you to move up to the next level of boss. And instead of having 8 or 10 people reporting to you, we want you to have 50 or 60 people reporting to you."
那不久以后呢，他的老板又说呢，不行，那我们要升职你啊，要你不但管个几个人，我要让你管个五六十个人了。
He said, "I can't do that."
他说我也做不来啊，这个事我做不了。
They said, "Yes, you must."
他说不行，你必须得做。
He said, "All right, this is what I will do. I will do whatever my boss tells me to do. My boss has said, you've got to go higher. My boss told me to do it. I'm going to do it."
那他说好，那这样吧，那我只能就是我的老板告诉我做什么我就做什么啊，我也不懂该怎么做。
And he kept on going up.
然后他就一直升职。
And up, and up, and every time he went up with this commitment, "I will do what I am told to do."
所以他总是说呢，我要做我被告知要去做的事情。
That's how this man got his eyesight.
这就是这个人为什么得着他的势力哈。
Jesus said, "Do it."
耶稣说你去。
He said, "I'm going to do it."
他说好，我就做，我就这么做。
Okay, you remember the story in John chapter 2.
你都记得在约翰福音二章。
When the Lord Jesus turned the water into wine.
耶稣使水变成酒了。
How did the water get turned into wine?
水怎么变成酒的呢？
What was that again, Nicole?
Mary told those servants what them to do.
That's right. Mary told the servants. Mary said, whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it.
所以玛利亚就告诉仆人啊，说耶稣不管让你们做什么，你们就照着做就对了。
Okay, would you like to have your eyes open in life?
你想不想你的眼睛？
And to be able to see?
在生命中能看见呢？
Would you like the water of your life to be turned into wine?
你想不想让水在你的生命中变成酒呢？
How would that happen?
你怎么能发生呢？
Whatever he tells you to do.
耶稣叫你做什么，你去做就好了。
It's so amazingly simple.
非常的简单呢。
God's got this water coming all the way from Mount Hermon down to you. And God sent the men of God to build the tunnels to get it to you. Go and wash whatever he says to you. Do it.
所以神用他自己神迹的方式把水从黑门山带到城外，又借着他的仆人把这个水呢引到城里，所以你只管去听他告诉你做的事情，你就得着这活水。
It's very interesting. You probably notice it as you go through the book of John. The book of John has a lot to say about water.
所以你会发现呢，约翰福音里有经常在讲到水呀。
Water just appears and appears, reappears, reappears. The book of John's got a lot about water. Water in the Bible speaks of the Word of God.And the Word of God is the great blessing to our lives, which is why we've come this morning.
所以水呢在圣经里就讲到的就是指着神的话语啊。那神的话语就是我们里面的源泉，这也是我们今天要来的原因了，因为我们要这源泉。
Okay, we've hit some highlights here. Are there any questions before we carry on?
有什么问题吗？在我们继续的时候。
Yep.
We'll have a short break for half an hour.
When?
From now to 11 o'clock.
Okay. That's very good. That's a good time for a break. All right. So let's just have a word of thanks then for our food. Lord, just bless us as we break. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for the water of the Word of God.
Amen.
And we just pray that we'll all take it. And just help us now as we go through our break time. We ask and give thanks for the food in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. In a minute. when something wonderful happens, everybody should say, "This is wonderful."
他说我们接下去在谈论这个约翰福音九章的几个主题，其中一个主题就是其中那些人就是看见这个成绩的人，他们总是想假装这个事情没有发生。按常理呢，就是大家看到一个这样的奇妙的事情发生，都会说哇，这个太好了。
These people tried to say no, it never happened.
但这些人却试图说不，这事儿从来没发生过。
So You say to yourself, what's the matter with you people? Don't you understand? A great miracle has happened.
所以你会对你自己说呢，这些人怎么回事啊？当他们没有看见当时有一个这么大的神迹发生了吗？
But they didn't want a great miracle to have happened, so they kept on saying it never happened.
但是他们其实啊，不希望有什么神迹发生，所以他们总是忽视也选择性的不看这些神迹。
All right, so I'm just going to jump into the verse 24 here.
我们往后跳呢，看到24节。
It says, then again they called, verse 24. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God, they said. We know this man is a sinner.
所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来对他说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这个人是罪人。
He replied, whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see.
他说的我，他是个罪人，不是，我不知道，有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见。
God will do wonderful things in your life.
神会在你的生命中做美好的事。
When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, marvelous things will happen.
如果你信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主呢，就会发生神奇的事。
And people will say to you, "No, it never happened."
但人们会，跟你说呢，哦，不，这从来不会发生。
People will say to you, "All right, you explain how it happened."
然后人们会问你呢，那你解释一下这个怎么发生这些神迹。
And people will keep on criticizing you for what you say.
人们也会一直为了你所说的，就着你所说的来指责你。
And your response is very simple.
而你的回应呢，其实很简单。
You're going to say, I don't understand everything. All I know is this. I used to be blind. Now I can see.
那你就这么回答，你说这么多事情啊，我也很不知道，我也不想弄明，我也不知道该怎么回答，但是呢，有一件事我知道，我以前是瞎的，现在能看。
I used to be controlled by sin, and now the Lord Jesus has forgiven my sins, and I am free.
我以前是受罪捆绑的，现在神赦免了我，我现在是自由的，这是我知道。
And they will say all kinds of things to you.They'll say maybe it's something in your body, maybe it's something you ate, maybe, and they'll give you all kinds of. And this man was very wise. He just kept on saying, "I can tell you one thing. I used to be blind, now I can see."
所以人们会跟你讲各种各样的逻辑和理由，跟你讲关于你的身体啊，你吃的，很多很多的原因啊。这个生来瞎眼的瞎子他是很智慧的，他说呢。反正你们讲那么多呢，我也不懂。就有一点我是很清楚的，以前我瞎的，现在能看见。
And so very kindly and very graciously and very humbly, he just kept on saying, "You can say anything you want, but I have been changed."
所以他是在一个非常有恩典的、非常和蔼的、也非常谦卑的这个角度，把这个道理讲出来。你们可以讲一切你们认为对的事情，但是呢，我只知道一点。
Everybody who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior has his own story.
每一个人信靠耶稣基督成为他救主呢，都有他自己独特的故事。
And so you just stick to your story. You keep on telling people what Jesus did for you.
你就是坚守你的故事就好了。你只是告诉别人神在你身上的作为就好了。
So there's a There's a piece of Christian music.
有一首的这个基督徒的圣诗啊。
And it's a very simple hymn, but one of the lines goes like this.
很简单的一首诗，它当中一句话这么说的。
It says, "I was there when it happened."
他说呢，我在当这件事情发生的时候呢，我就在现场。
So I guess I ought to know.That's all it is. I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. It happened. I was there. It happened.
所以呢，我猜呢，我是知道这个事情是真的。因为什么呢？因为发生的时候我就在那里，我是现场经历的。
So people used to ask me, why I was a Christian, and I would sometimes tell them about some of the answers to prayer in my life.
所以有的人问我呢。我怎么成为基督徒啊？我有的时候会告诉他们我一生中经历祷告的这个事件啊。
And they would try to explain them away.
然后人们会把我祷告得应允这些事呢，用他的逻辑又解释一通。
And I would say, but it happened to me.
No.
I was there when it happened, and I know it happened. You can pretend it didn't happen, but I was there, and it did happen.
然后我就会告诉他们呢，反正我知道对我是发生了，可以你可以假装好像这件事情有你的逻辑和理论，但是我在那个时候我知道是怎么回事，我知道这件事情是真的。
I just looked around. What happened to Ben?
He just left because he took a class
Oh, he's got a class to go to. All right, that's too bad. I had a couple of things that I wanted to say to him, but I can't say it to him. He isn't here. All right, so that's the first thing. Just remember, God has done a great work in your life. If you've trusted Him as Savior, He's done that great work. Don't let people try to talk you out of it.
所以呢，你要知道，是你信靠主的时候，神在你生命中做的那个作为是美善的，是大能，是神迹。不要让别人因着他所谓的逻辑而把你带走了，而影响。
The people were trying to, they're trying to. Well, I'm not sure what they. Why was there such opposition to this wonderful story?
为什么这个世界有那么强的抵挡啊，或者反对？对于神做的这么美善的工，总是想去驳斥他。
Everybody should have been jumping for joy, shouldn't there? The man could see.
每个人应该正常的反应，应该跳起来，在高兴中。哦，这个人你看能看见了，这是个很自然的反应。
Okay, it's marvelous news, and everybody was against him, even his mother and father.
所以，但是相反呢，这么好的消息呢，每个人却是在敌对的状态下，即使他的父母也是这么看的。
And the reason that they were against him was that it was not going to be very convenient for them if they told people they believed in Jesus.
原因就是呢，如果他们告诉别人他们相信耶稣，这就变得不是太方便了，因为他们会被迫害，会被赶出会堂。
All right, verse 22. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue.
他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有人认耶稣是基督的，要把他赶出会堂。
All right, there are many such rules in the world today.
在今天的世上啊，有很多类似的条框。
If you say you're a Christian, you're not going to be welcome here.
如果你是说你是一个基督徒呢，可能就不受欢迎了。
And last night, Josh talked to us a little bit about the question, if you don't honor the dead in a particular way, in a particular community, why then your people are going to think you're bad.
就像昨天教师弟兄晚上讲到，如果你在特别的，比如说农村里，你不是按照大家都喜悦的方式去祭祀死人，去出这种殡葬的仪式啊，那你在村子里就会被鄙视。
So in this particular case, it was the synagogue was supposed to be the equivalent of the Jewish church.
所以这个会堂呢，其实就是当时犹太教的教会了，相当于。
They used to get together for religious activity in the synagogue all the time.
所以他们一切宗教的活动呢，都是在会堂举行的。
But the rule of the synagogue is you can't be a Christian and be in the synagogue.
但是这个规定却是呢，如果你是基督徒，你就不能再进会堂了。
But the problem was the synagogue was not just a religious place; it was a cultural center.
那问题是呢？这样的一个地方，它不但最后变成了宗教的地方，它也变成了一个文化的中心。
It was a friendship center.
也是一个朋友交友的中心。
Yeah, it was the center of life.
也是生活的中心。
Way back in the Old Testament, you'll remember the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness.
在旧约的时候，你知道以色列人从旷野出来，他们在从埃及出来就进了旷野。
Moses built a tabernacle.
摩西呢就造了一个会幕。
And the tabernacle was in the center of the camp.
啊，这个会幕呢就在整个以色列营地的中心。
So the tabernacle was the religious center of Israel.
所以会幕就成了以色列的宗教中心了。
But it was the only center in Israel.
但也是唯一的中心啊。
They didn't have any shopping malls.
他们没有任何购物商场。
They didn't have any community centers.
也没有什么社区中心。
They didn't have any hockey rinks or football stadiums.
也没有什么这个冰球和足球的场地。
So the Lord Jesus, the temple or the tabernacle was the center of everything.
所以圣殿或者说会幕呢，就是整个以色列所有一切的中心了。
And it became the center of everything to the point where they forgot all about God and they just made it the center of everything else.
那所以呢，当这样的话呢，他们就会慢慢的把这个变成什么？这个中心，他们把神给忘了。这就是他们一切其他在地上生活的这个中心，就都变成这个地儿了。
So if you go to a Jewish synagogue today, the same thing will be true.
今天你进一个犹太的会堂啊，一样的还是这个样子。
Many businessmen go to the synagogue and they talk business.
很多商人呢，去到会堂啊，干什么呢？去谈生意。
And the ladies go and they talk all kinds of things that ladies talk about.
然后呢，女士们呢就也聚集在一起讨论他们的事情啊。
But they don't always talk about Jesus. They certainly don't talk about Jesus. They don't talk about God.
那他们呢，并不是说呢聚集在一起，经常一起谈什么，谈耶和华，对不对？按道理他们应该这么，但他们没有。
So this mother and father in this story said, "We want to be friends with our friends. We want to be part of the synagogue."
所以这个父母啊，他们觉得，哎呦，我们还是想。不能够离开这个中心啊，我们要在这要能交到朋友。
And they wouldn't even support their own son who had just been given eyesight for the first time in his life.
到一个程度，他们甚至不愿意去支持自己的儿子，这个儿子刚刚在一生的眼瞎中的看见。
So this story tells us about the wondrous love of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个故事呢，告诉我们一方面神呢特别奇妙的爱。
But it also tells us about the terrible weakness of the heart of man.
另外一方面也让我们看见人心里那非常非常大的软弱。
Don't you think these parents should have been running around town shouting, "Hallelujah, this is marvelous. My son can see, my son can see, my son can see."
你觉得是不是应该他的父母正常的反应是在整个城里大声的喊你哈利路亚赞美主我的孩子能看见了我的孩子能看见
They weren't really concerned about their son
其实他们并不是那么在意孩子
They were concerned about themselves
他们在意自己
What a sorrowful situation
是非常哀伤的事情
So they pass the buck they say to the son now You go check with my son. Don't talk to me. You go check with my son. He's of age. You speak to him. Don't speak to me.
所以他们就把这个球踢回去了，说：“哎呀，你去跟我儿子自己说啊，他已经成人了，他你问他就好。”
All right, I'm just bouncing around on themes here, but I want us to look at another theme down in verse 35.
那我们有一个点从另一个点往下跳啊，我们先就往下再继续往下走，看下一个点就是三十五节。
And we should read 35, 36 and 37.
我们读三十五、三十六和三十七节。耶稣听说他们把他赶出去后，后来遇见他就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他了。”
All right. It says Jesus heard that they had thrown him out of the synagogue. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. All right. So, the story is very, very strange. This man gets up in the morning, and he's just an ordinary blind beggar.
所以很神奇啊，这个人一早起来，他还是一个普通的瞎眼乞丐。
And he meets Jesus, who says, "You go wash, and you will be able to see."
然后他遇到耶稣，耶稣说呢，你去洗，你就能看见了。
So he went and washed, and he was able to see.
啊，他去了也洗了，就真的能看见了。
Okay, now do you think he was happy?
你觉得他高不高兴呢？
Okay, absolutely enthusiastic.
他完全的是特别喜乐。
And he starts speaking to people. And he says, Do you know what happened? I was blind and now I can see.
然后他就跟每一个见到人说，你知道发生什么吗？我以前瞎的，现在能看见。
And they said to him, No, you weren't blind.
别人跟他说，没有，以前不瞎的。
He says, What do you mean? I was the man who was blind. I can see now. No, no, they say, no, that's not true. No, didn't you? You weren't blind.
你说什么？我原来瞎了，我现在能看见，我最清楚。别人就说不不，你原来不瞎的啊，这是我们经常会碰到。
Okay, so anyway, they have to call his mother and father.
然后这些人就叫他的父母来了。
And they say to the mother and father, "All right, is this really your son?"
然后他们就问说、哦、好这是不是你儿子呢
Yes they say he is but we don't want to get involved
是这是我儿子但是我们不想卷到这事里去、嗯、
So they took him to the Pharisees
然后他们就又把他带到法利赛人那去
And the Pharisees say to him This could not be from God because this happened on Saturday and if it was from God then God would not have done it on Saturday
法利赛人就说呢，这不可能从神来的。为什么？因为这是安息日发生的事情，星期六。若是从神来的，不可能在星期六发生这样的事。
And the man says to them, "What's the matter with you guys? I used to be blind, now I can see. Don't you understand that?"
然后这个人就回答说，你们这有什么问题吗？我以前能瞎的，我现在能看见，你不能理解这事吗？
They say, well, whoever it was, he must have been a bad man because he did it on Saturday.
法利赛人回答说呢，不管是谁做的，他一定是个坏人，因为他是在星期六做的这事。
Okay, when is a good time to do good things?
做好事是一个什么时候是最好的时候？
Every day.
每一天都是好事。
Does it make any sense to stop doing good things on Sunday?
是不是星期天就不允许做好事了呢？
That's not what the Bible teaches about.
圣经从来没有这么。
Day?
没有告诉你说是安息日不能做好事。
Okay, and so he keeps on explaining things to these people, and verse 29. We know that God spoke to Moses. Sorry, that's not the verse I want. Verse 34. To this they replied. You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out.
然后呢，34节就是这个瞎子和法利赛人对话到了一个高峰。他们回答说：“你全然生在罪中。”就是法利赛人还要教训我吗？就把瞎子赶出去了。
So he gets up in the morning and he can't see. Then Jesus gives him his eyesight, and then they throw him out. All his friends throw him out.
你看这个故事很有意思他一早上起来他看不见然后耶稣让他看见了看见了以后他的朋友就把他踢出去了
He said what is good, the most wonderful thing that could have happened to him and everybody throws him up
然后他说这怎么回事呢这么好的发生了事情啊却你们却把他踢出去了
Alright, it's interesting that they say verse 34You were steeped in sin at birth.
所以34节呢，他 他说你全然生在最终，就是大家说这个瞎子。
Okay, do you remember how this story begins?
啊，你还记得这个故事一开始是怎么说的？
This story begins like this.
Verse 3, right?
Verse 2, yeah. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
然后这个故事一开始的时候呢，第二节九章，门徒就问耶稣说，拉比啊，这人是生来瞎眼的，谁犯了罪呢？是这个人还是他父母？
So every time they saw this blind man,They despised him. And they said, the only reason you're blind is because your mother and father sinned or you sinned.
所以每一次呢，当人们看见这个瞎子的时候，其实是很鄙视他。所以呢，那你瞎就是因为，就是或者你父母犯罪了。
That's a pretty sorry way to go through life, isn't it?
这个是人啊，生命里比较艰难的时刻啊。
And these people...who were accusing him this day, who didn't even believe that he had got his sight, they were saying, you are a sinner, or your parents were sinners, and it's all your fault, and God never should have healed you anyway.
所以这些人的逻辑其实背后是说呢，就是因为你有罪，或者你父母犯罪了，所以你其实有这个瞎眼是该得的啊，神不会医治你的。
So the book, John chapter 9, tells us a lot about the goodness of God, but it also tells us about the badness of people.
所以约翰福音啊，九章讲了很多神的恩典啊，同时另外一面呢，也显出了很多人的罪恶。
But verse 3 is a marvelous verse. It says,
第三节非常美啊，他是这么说的。
Neither this man nor his parents...sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Would that have been easy for that boy to live with?
这个对于他这个瞎子来说是不是容易呢？
No.
不容易。
Here's my question for you and me. If the Lord were to allow some very, very sad thing in your life in order that the work of God might be displayed in your life, would you be willing to let it happen?
我有个问题问大家，也问我自己。如果主呢想要允许在你身上发生一些特别糟糕的事情，也要显出神的作为来，你愿意吗？
That would require a lot of faith, wouldn't it?
这个需要很大的信心。
You'd have a hard time saying, this is okay, God's going to do something wonderful, but at the meantime, I can't even see.
所以你说好，这个神要在我身上做很多好事是很好，但是呢，同时呢，我也看不见呢，这些事情我是需要信心才能相信。
And everybody that you meet would say you're either a really bad sinner or your parents are really bad sinners. They would say, one thing I know, I'm not blind, and therefore I'm way better than you are.
所以因为你所遇到的人都会像这个瞎子。所遇到的人一样啊，你肯定是你有罪，肯定是你爸妈有罪，因为什么呢？因为你瞎，我不瞎，所以肯定是你不好。
That's very, very sad.
啊，这是非常糟糕的。
But that's the world we live in.
这就是我们所生活的世界的本相。
Can I remind you that Jesus healed this man in order that the work of God could be displayed in him?God had a purpose in allowing his blindness.
所以我要告诉大家，神是要在他身上显出神的作为来，所以神有美意来许可这件事情发生了。
God has a good purpose in allowing your problem.
所以神许可你生命中的困难是有特别好的美意。
You rest in him. You say, Lord,Would you please display your, your work. That's what it is here. So that the work of God might be displayed. Would you please display your work in my life?
所以你就跟主说呢，你求你在身上显，在我身上显出你的作为来。
All right. So back again now to verse 34.
我们回到34节。
They said, you were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?
所以他们回答说，你全然生在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？
How foolish it is. People who see the good news in this person's life said, stop talking to me.
这是很愚蠢啊，在这个故事里所有的见证人居然会说呢，不要再讲这件事了，这是很愚蠢。
Shouldn't they have said, say more?
他们按道理应该说，哎，再多说一点，再说一点。
They said, no, stop talking. I don't want to hear anymore.
他们却说，不要再说了，我不想再听了。
Don't tell me any more good news.
对，不要再告诉我好消息了。
What a foolish thing to say.
这可是多么愚蠢的想法。
All right. We did verse 35. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. When he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of God?
然后在他被赶出去以后呢，耶稣就碰到他，说你信神的儿子吗？
All right. So, the first thing is that when the Jewish people kicked him out, Jesus went and found him.
那第一件事呢，是当众人把他踢出去以后呢，耶稣却去把他寻出来了，寻找到了。
All right, so I just want to remind you that doesn't matter who kicks you out, Jesus still loves you.
那这一点呢，我要提醒大家，无论是谁把你踢出去的，你要记得神依然爱你，耶稣依然爱你。
He wants to help you.
耶稣想要帮助你。
The more they kick you out, the more he's going to come to love you.
他别人越踢你走呢，耶稣越会来帮助你。
All right. I guess the next thing then is his question. Do you believe in the Son of Man?
那第二个呢，我们要看的就是耶稣这句问题，你信神的儿子吗？
Long, how does that read in the Chinese? What is the phrase in Chinese? Please translate it for me.
Do you believe the Son of God?
Did you notice the difference?
你注意到这个区别了吗？
Yeah. In the English it says, do you believe in the Son of Man? And in the Chinese it says, do you believe in the Son of God?
对，就这个 NIV 用的是呢人子哈，那这里呢中文用的呢是神的儿子。
So which one is right?
哪一个更贴近原文呢？
Okay. And actually, the Chinese is right.
中文哈，中文更贴近原文，因为中文是从那个是希腊文直接翻译过来的。
But it points out a very interesting principle that I've got to repeat for you. And that is that the reason that we are reading from the NIV Bible is that it uses easier English to understand.
那我们之所以用 NIV 的这个圣经版本啊，就是因为 NIV 的这个版本比较容易理解英文呢，对，主要是这个原因，所以，但它并不是最直接，贴近原文意思的。
But it isn't always precisely accurate.
但它并不是常常是最准确的那个版本。
And, so this is critical analysis, but you should know it. Our recommendation to you is that you read the most difficult translation that you can read. If you can't read anything more, it's in the NIV. Read the NIV. But we want you to read something more accurate. And the more accurate translation is the New King James Version or the King James Version.
就如果你的英文水平能够达到那个程度呢，肯定是英王钦定本呢，就是 K 或者新版的英王钦定本的 KJV 或 NKJV 更贴近原文，但是我们的中文是跟这个 KJV 的版本是一样的，所以我们用的这个英文的 NIV 主要是英语很简单。
All right, and there are I maybe have told you this before, but there are many different manuscripts from which the Bible is translated.
所以呢，当圣经翻译的时候呢，最初是有很多的抄本。
And two of these manuscripts are extremely old.
那有两个的抄本呢，是非常的古老。
Because they are among the oldest manuscripts, some people say they are more accurate.
所以正是因为它的年代是最古老的，所以大家就说呢，哎，它应该是最准确的。
And so you will often see a phrase that goes like this: the oldest and the most reliable manuscripts say.
所以经常在底下解释的时候呢，他会这么来表达这个抄本的这个版本为什么他采用？他说这是最老的也最可靠的抄本，是这么说的。
But very often the oldest manuscripts are not the most reliable.
但其实呢，常常这最老的抄本不是最可靠的抄本。
So to keep all this simple, I'm going to tell you that the ancient manuscripts they're given code names. Their code names are letters of the English or Greek alphabet.
所以这个最早的抄本它用字母在标识哈。
Okay, there's something like people.
就像
这样。So this is Yan Ling and Emily and Ling and we go along. Well, the manuscripts have been labeled. And there's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way around A, L, B,
最早的那些抄本呢
Gamma and so on.
也用那个字母顺序来标了。
So I'm going to read you the manuscripts that say God, and then I'm going to read you the manuscripts that say man.
对，所以我会就比如说我们现在碰到这个地方的区别呢，那有的抄本它是用的是神的儿子啊，有的抄本用的是人子啊。
The manuscripts that say God are A E F G K L M S U X Tau Delta and Delta.
就是这个抄本的这个字母就是 A E U， 他就说了好多种的抄本，都是用的是神子。
You don't have to memorize that.
啊，你不需要把它记下来啊，你。
The manuscripts that say man are Aleph and B and D.
那说人子呢，只有三个抄本，就是 A、B 和 D 啊，这三个抄本。
But the differences are very important because many people say.Jesus never said he was the Son of God.
这个区别是很重要的，因为很多人说呢，耶稣从来没有自称为神的儿子。
And there are many people who call themselves Christians who really aren't sure that Jesus was the Son of God. Jesus didn't often say he was the Son of God.
甚至很多基督徒呢也不是很确定说耶稣是不是神的儿子哈，因为耶稣并不是经常自称为神的儿子。
He received worship as if he were the Son of God.
但他的确接受了当时人们对他的敬拜，作为一个神的儿子的敬拜。
He did miracles to show that he was the Son of God.
Who
else can give a blind man sight?
他也做了一切的神迹来显明他就是神自己，就是神的儿子。谁能够把生来瞎眼的瞎子能让他看见呢？
He taught with wisdom and with truth that only the Son of God could teach.
他是以这样的智慧和真理来教导人呢，也只有能完全出于神自己的。
But only on a few occasions did he actually say he was the Son of God.
只是不多的几个场合里，他公开讲了他就是神的儿子。
This is one of them.
这就是一个。
And he says, do you believe on the Son of God? And then he responds and says, I am he. So he's saying, I am the Son of God.
所以九章的约翰福音九章三十五到三十七节这段对话其实就是他说呢，你信不信神的儿子呢？然后那个瞎子说呢，谁是神的儿子？耶稣很明确的说呢，我就是了。
So he didn't really, the man who was speaking to him didn't know him. Why didn't he know him?
然后那个人回答说呢，那我不知道哈，谁是哈？他为什么说他不知道呢
？Because when he was with him last time, he couldn't see.
因为他第一次跟他在一起的时候，他是看不见的。
So how do you know who you were talking to if your eyes were you couldn't see?
如果你眼睛是瞎看不见，你怎么知道你对面说话的人是谁呢？
So he says, "Who is the Son of God? I'll believe on him if I knew who he was."
所以那个生来瞎眼的瞎子就回答我说，谁是神的儿子？我愿意信他。
Verse 37
说
，Jesus said, "You have now seen him."
你已经看见他了。
Which is pretty important. One of the first people that man ever saw was Jesus.
所以这个人看见的就是。是耶稣
了。Jesus said to him, "Listen, you have now seen me."
所以耶稣说呢，好，你现在看见我。
And in fact, he's the one who's speaking to you.
现在跟你说话的就是他。
Then Jesus said to him, "Lord, I believe."
所以这个瞎子说就跟他说，他说主啊，我信。
He probably recognized the voice.
他也许呢认出这声音了。
He now saw the face.
他现在看见这人脸了。
He'd been through all the issues of the day.
他这一天啊经历了太多事。
And he says, "Lord, I believe."
他说主啊，我信。
So what did he get that day, and what did he lose that day?
所以那一天呢，他得到什么？他失去什么了？
He got eyesight.
他那一天得着了眼见哈，他看见了。
And he got belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他得着了信靠耶稣基督的信心。
What did he lose?
他失去了什么呢？
He lost closeness to his family and friends.
他失去了和他的朋友和家人的那个关系。
He lost respect of people who were wrong.
他失去了那些错误的，但是却受人尊敬的那些法利赛人。
He got the friendship of Jesus and those who were right.
但是呢，他建立了跟耶稣那个对的那个人那爱的关系。
And we're not there yet, but we're going to get to chapter 10.
然后我们现在还没有到啊，我们后面会去看十章。
Chapter 10 is all about the sheep and the shepherd.
十章就一直在讲牧羊人和羊之间的关系。
And what he lost was the friendship of the people in the synagogue, but what he gained was the friendship of the shepherd and the sheep. That's chapter 9 and chapter 10.
所以在九章呢，瞎子丢掉的是在会堂里和那些法利赛人的所谓的关系和友情，但是他却得着了十章在主里面。羊和牧羊人之间的亲密的爱的联系。
He lost his relationship with the critical and the unreasonable.
他失掉了那个关系呢，是指责的或者没有道理的，不讲情理。
And he gained the fellowship of Jesus and God and Jesus' children.
但他却进到了神的家，不但和神，也和神的孩子。建立了爱的团契。
And you sit back at that point, you say, "It was a good day."
所以你坐下来，你说，哎呀，这真是一个美好的一天呢。
Jesus is very, very good.
也是非常。
Verse 39.
三十九节。
Jesus said, "For judgment have I come into this world, so that the blind will see." And those who see will become blind.
耶稣说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。
Those are interesting conclusions for this passage.
所以这是一个非常有意思的结论哈。
Okay, he came, Jesus came into the world to give sight to blind people.
所以耶稣来这个地上啊，是让不能看见的能看见。
There are two kinds of blind people, aren't there?
所以有两种的瞎眼的人啊。
There are people who are physically blind and they can't see.
一种呢是他的眼睛，肉眼呢是瞎的，看不见了。
But there are people who are spiritually blind.
那还有一种呢，他是属灵的瞎了。
They don't understand the great truths of God. Here's God, here's Jesus, and he's got all these wonderful things for them, and they are blind, and they haven't seen all the good things that are there.
因为呢，就在像当时，耶稣是在这里，神就在这里，他有如此多美好的事情。但他们就是看不见，所以第二种的眼瞎呢，就不是肉眼的眼瞎，就是灵里的眼睛是瞎的。
How would you describe a sunset?
你会怎么样来描述
？To somebody who had never been able to see anything.
怎么描述来描述日落呢
？Be very difficult, wouldn't it? How do you say, "Oh, that's a beautiful sunset"?
那你怎么跟一个从来没见过就是瞎子啊？你怎么去描述日落、啊、你只能说哎呀太美了太美了但他也不知道什么意思
How could you describe the beauty of what? A flower? Yes You could feel the flower But it doesn't feel as good as it looks
一样啊你怎么跟瞎子去描述这个花的美啊那你可以触摸一朵花但这个触摸不能代替你欣赏它的美
Jesus said I've come into the world so that the blind will see
所以耶稣来说我来到这地上、啊、是让瞎子能看见
But he also says I've come so that those who see will become blind
他同时也说呢他来是让看见的反瞎了眼、啊、
It's possible to seeAnd reject what you see to the point that you become blind to what you see.
所以这句话的意思呢是可能你看见了，但是你拒绝。那到一个程度，你心硬了，你就真的变瞎了。
So why do we study the Bible?
为什么我们要学习
We study the Bible because we want to see.
我们学习圣经的原因就是因为我想要看见。
But as we see, we say, "All right, we want to respond." I don't want to say I see.But then pretend that I can't see.
对，所以我们说我看见了，是因为我想要对我们所见的真理去回应。我不想假装，哦，好像看见真理，我不想要它。
Did these people know that this man had been healed and he had received his sight?
比方说这些人，他们不知道这个人原来是瞎子，已经得医治了吗
？They knew it, but they refused to see it.
他们知道。但是他们拒绝相信，就是拒绝看。
They knew it, but they didn't respond to it.
他们知道，但他们不愿意去回应这么一个事实。
They knew it, but they tried to argue against it.
他们知道，但他们想努力的想要去推翻这个，跟这个事实来争辩。
How foolish!
啊，是非常愚蠢的。
Jesus says, "I know what's going on in the hearts."
耶稣说的，我其实知道，在每个人心里在发生。
And so the blind man gets to see.
所以瞎眼的人都看见。
And the people who didn't want to see, he caused them to be blinded in their hearts so that they wouldn't see what they didn't want to see.
对于那些不愿意回应神呢，就是不愿意相信的人，他慢慢的呢，神就是真的让他瞎了，就是灵里的眼睛他就看不见了。因为他不愿意相信，也不愿意看。
Have you noticed that in life?
你注没注意到在生命中啊
？Doesn't really matter who you are or what about you, but you will see what you're looking for.
你会发现我们的生命中，其实我们总是去看，想要去看见的东西，都是我们想看见的东西。
Okay, if you take someone who is an interior decorator.
如果你带一个人啊去看去，这人是一个内部装修的人。
If you spend all your time as an interior decorator, and you came into this room, do you think you'd know what color it is?
如果你是一个专门管内装修的人，那你进到这个房子里来，你能注意到这房子的颜色吗？
My friend, who's an interior decorator,
我的一个朋友就是这样的一个人。
Said to me, Harold, this room's yellow.
然后他一进来，他说，哎，这个 Harold， 这个房子是黄色的。
I've been in this room hundreds of times.
我在这个房子里进来了不几百次几千次。
I couldn't have told you what color this room is.
但是我从来没有注意到这个房子是黄色的。
What difference does it make?
It's
pretty. I like it. I'm happy.
然后我说很好，我很喜欢。
You see, I don't see things like that.
因为我不是这么看事情的，因为我不是搞装修的。
When I was a boy,
当我是一个孩子的时候
，I like cars.
我喜欢车。
I like cars because our family was so poor we couldn't afford a car.
我喜欢车是因为呢，我们家没不那么有钱，所以我们买不起车。
Everywhere I went, I liked the cars.
然后我不管去哪里，我都喜欢看车。
I saw a beautiful car one day.
所以有一天我看见特别漂亮一辆车。
Very expensive.
非常贵。
And I said to my mother.
我就跟我妈妈说。
I said, Mother.Do you like that car?
我就问我说妈妈你喜不喜欢那辆车啊
She said no.
她说我不喜欢
I said why not?
我说你为什么不喜欢呢
She said because it's dirty.
然后她说的因为它很脏啊
Okay? It all depends what you're looking for.
所以完全取决于你是怎么看待的。我看见它是很好看，他看见它很脏。
Okay, and you will see what you're looking for.
所以你是看你心里想看的事情。
And the Bible says, if you want to see the truth of Jesus, if you seek Him, you'll find Him.
Amen. 所以圣经说呢，你想要知道真理呢，你寻求他。你寻找就寻见了。
But this verse says, if you don't want to see him, you can't see him.
这些经文也告诉我们另一面，如果你不想要真理，你不需要他，你就看不见了。
I told you the story. I'll tell it again. About a man who lived in my dormitory when I was a student.
我再告诉大家一个故事啊，就我在读大学的时候呢，有个人跟我同寝室。
He was studying philosophy.
他是学哲学的。
And the student of philosophy spends much of his time trying to understand God.
所以学哲学的人呢，会花很多的时间想要尝试去理解神。
Most of them have concluded that God does not exist.
然后很多的大部分人呢，最后会得出一个结论，上帝是不存在的。
So I met him one day in our dormitory.
然后有一天呢，我在我的寝室里跟他就碰上了。
He said to me, "Are you the preacher?"
他就会调侃我，他说你是那个讲道的人吗
？I said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Do you have a Bible study in your room?"
然后他就问我。你是不是在你的家里有圣经学习课？就是
I said, "Oh yes, some of my friends we get together in my room and we study the Bible." Yes, he said, "They call you the preacher."
所以他说，我说是的，我会在我的房间里会查，召集大家一起来查查经。所以他说对了，那所以的大家同学们都叫你是传道人。
So then he said to me, "Can you prove to me that there's a God?"
然后他就挑战我，他说：“你能给我证明一下有一个神吗
？”So what do you say to that question? Can you prove that there's a God?
然后你会怎么回答这个问题呢？你能给我证明一下有一个神呢
？So I said to him, "Yes, I can prove to you that there's a God."
我说可以啊，我可以跟你证明是有一个神。
He said, "All right, go ahead and prove it."
他说好，那去给我证明一下。
So I said, "All right, I will. But first, I've got a question for you."
然后我说好，现在呢，我先要问你一个问题。
I said, "When I prove to you that there's a God."
我说呢，如果我证明了，跟向你证明有一个神。
Are you willing to bow down before Him?
那我说，如果我证明了，你愿不愿意在他面前
？And acknowledge that you're a sinner.
敬拜他，而且你接受他成为你的救主，你把你的主权交给这个神。
And tell him that because he is God and you are not, you are prepared to follow him.
然后你告诉他，因为他是神，你不是，所以你准备跟随他。
He said, "Of course not."
然后他说，当然不了，我才不这么，我不可能去把自己交给他。
I said, "Well then, if you were God, would you waste your time proving your existence to someone as rebellious as you?"
然后我就说呢，那我说你换个角度思考，如果你是神，你会浪费时间去把自己显明给一个像你这样悖逆的人看吗？
He said no and walked away.
他说我不会，他就走了。
Did he want to know?
他想要知道吗？
No.
不想要知道。
He was determined not to know. I don't want to know because if I know, I will become responsible to the God who made me.
所以他已经决定了我不想要知道，因为他知道如果他想要呢，他一定会又面对一个选择，我是不是要跟随那个造我的主了。
So there was a little boy once who wasn't very wise.
所以曾经呢有个小男孩不是特别有智慧。
And he used to play a little game that went like this. You can't see me. You can't see me.
然后他会做这么一个小游戏啊，就是小男孩啊，他就把自己的眼睛蒙上，一直喊啊，哈，你看不见我了，你看不见我了。
Okay, that's kind of dumb, isn't it?
这比较愚蠢哈。
Of course God can see you.
当然神能看见你。
So there's another booklet that we use here at the chapel we give to many people. And it was written by a man who wrote another book. I've never read it. All I've heard is the title.
我们在这里经常会送给大家一些小册子，当中的有个作者呢，他另外有一本很著名的书，他书名是这样。
All right, and I'll tell you about the title, but first of all, I've got to define one word.
在我说之前呢，我要先定义一个词。
And that is atheist.
这个词呢叫无神论。
What is an atheist?
那无神论的意思是什么呢？
An atheist is someone who says there is no God.
那无神论的意思呢，就是有的人说持这样的观点，说没有神。
An atheist is someone says I don't believe that there's a God.
那就是那种人呢，说我不相信有一位神的。
And so the question often is, should we believe in God?
那问题就是呢，我们要不要相信神？
And an atheist says, "No, I don't believe in God."
那无神论者呢？就答案就是不，我不相信。
So this man wrote a book.
那这个人呢，就写了一本书。
And he called the book by this title, "Does God Believe in Atheists?"
然后他的题目就叫做“神相不相信无神论呢？”
Does God believe in atheists?
神相。
The answer is, of course not.
当然不是。
God knows that people who are atheists because they don't want to believe in God.
所以所谓无神论就像这个蒙起眼睛的孩子一样，神是知道他的，只是他不愿意知道神，就这么个关系。
Verse 40 of our chapter. Chapter 9, verse 40.
九章的四十节。
Some Pharisees who were with Jesus heard him say this and asked, "What are we blind to?"
同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们也瞎了眼吗？”
Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin."
耶稣说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。”
But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains.
但如今你们说我们还能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
These people said, "We can see, and we don't believe you, Jesus, in spite of the fact that you healed a man and gave him sight when he'd been born blind."
所以这些人说呢，我们能看见，我们不相信你是耶稣基督，你是基督，虽然我们看见这生来瞎眼的瞎子都能得视力了。
They said, "We can see. We're the religious leaders. We're the teachers. We can see." Jesus said, "All right, your sin remains."
所以他们说呢，我们是宗教领袖，我们能看见。所以耶稣说呢，好，你们的罪还在。
But if in fact they really were blind and they couldn't see, then they would not be guilty of sin.
如果他们说，哎呦，我真的看不能看见啊，所以他们就没有罪。
Okay. Who are the people most guilty of sin? People who say we can see.
谁是真正的罪人？就是那些认为自己没有罪的。
But if someone were completely blind, then they couldn't see, and they wouldn't be guilty if they didn't see.
所以那些真正瞎眼的呢，他的罪反倒就被赦免了。
What happens to a little child who is born and he can't think?
所以对于那个不能想的那些男孩，他是对，他不能。
He doesn't understand. He can't know anything about God. He doesn't understand. He's born a simpleton. Is God going to blame him because he doesn't believe?
就生来他就没有思想能力啊，就是脑子坏了的这些孩子，神会给到他们这样的要求，或者对他的要响应神的这个要求吗？不会的。
No, God will never blame people for not believing if they can't believe.
神不会对那些他没有办法去选择，没有办法相信的人呢，给到他这个要求，也不会定他的罪。
But of course, he must blame people who don't believe him.Because they don't want to. They can see, and they say we can see, but we won't believe. Jesus says, all right, you are guilty.
所以对于那些他们能看见但他们就是不要的人呢，那耶稣要说，那你们是有罪。
So who were the guilty ones in this chapter?
在这个章里面呢，谁是那真正有罪的？
Pharisees who said, we're not even sure that he was healed.He did it the wrong way. He should have done it my way. This is the way God should. And God says, you're the guilty ones. But this dear man, he just believed God. God said, you go wash in that pool and you'll be healed. And he went and washed in the pool and your sight came back. Very simple man. He was healed. But the people who thought they were the religious leaders, they said, I don't want to see. They couldn't see.
这一章的里面呢，这些法利赛人，这些宗教领袖呢，他们是可以相信，但他们却说呢，哎，你们是在安息日医的，你们不是按照我们的这个要求来的，他们不要，他不接受，他看见了，他不接受，然后他们是真正的罪人，而那简单相信耶稣的，耶稣告诉他去洗，他就去洗的，他知道自己是瞎的，然后他反而是得救了，他是被赦免。
All right. Well, that's our story for today. My apologies for assuming that we were in a different chapter, but the Lord bless us. Let's pray, and then we'll carry on. Lord, we want to thank you for your grace in healing this blind man.
主啊，我们谢谢您，因着您的恩典医治这瞎眼的人。
And Lord, he's a picture of us all. We're spiritually blind, and we need to give you light. We need you to give us sight.
主啊，我们，他就是我们的影子，他就是我们的样子。我们是生来灵里眼瞎的，我们需要您开我们的眼，让我们能看见。
And Lord, we pray that that's what you'll do, that you'll come into each of our hearts. Give us light.Help us to understand that we can rejoice in all the good things that you have and are.
主啊，这就是我们的祷告。我希望盼望您的灵进入我们每一个人的心里，给我们亮光，让我们能看见，也在您一切的恩典里喜乐。
And we thank you now for all your goodness to us. We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们为您一切的恩典献上感恩，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 Thank you all.